There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Denton, what do you got for news?
All right, so I was locked in last night, Kevin, the same way you were, to the college football playoff rankings. That was the most important thing on last night, right? So we got the first edition of the rankings, and it's always interesting for a litany of reasons. I tend to think that the early season rankings are a little moronic at times because I think the committee gives themselves an opportunity basically to get bailed out and where there's not a lot of responsibility on their hands with the way that they rank some teams. But Oregon is the number one team. That's no surprise. You got Ohio State at number two, Georgia three, Miami four. In previous years, that's all we would care about. Maybe you get to 5 and 6, but because this year it's the 12-team playoff, you get Texas at 5, Penn State 6, Tennessee at 7, Indiana, who's unbeaten at 8, BYU, who's unbeaten at 9, Notre Dame 10, Bama 11, and Boise State at 12, with the two teams that were closest, SMU at 13 out of the ACC, and then Texas A&M, who's a two-loss team at 14.
So I didn't watch the show last night. My question to you is, did they lay it out in bracket form, or did they just lay it out 1 through 12?
So they ranked them initially 1 through 12, and this looked a little confusing, but then they bracketed it. So Ohio State was ranked number 2, but they were bracketed at the 5 spot, which is legitimate. That's where they would go.
So explain this to everybody. 12-team playoff. Four teams get first round byes,
and you have to be a conference champ.
Have to be conference champions, right?
Yeah, you have to be a conference champ. Now, what could get creative is you do not have to be a Power Four conference champ. So, if you get to a scenario where the Big 12 champ ultimately has one or two losses, they might fall in the 5 seed, and a team like Boise State, who would be a Group of 5 champ, might be ranked higher than a Big 12 champ, and then they would take up one of those 4 seeds. So
that's what they had, correct? They had BYU as the 4?
Yeah, so they had BYU as the 4 with Oregon, Miami, and Georgia as the other 3 in there.
And so the rest of the playoff, the other 8 teams, you will have, just like you would in a 12-team, you'd have a first round, 5 versus 12, 8 versus 9, 6 versus 3, 6 versus 11, 7 versus 10, 5 versus 12, home fields,
yeah,
which we've been talking about since this was discussed. It's going to be phenomenal. There will be a game on Friday night, I think it's December 20th, and then a triple header on Saturday, December 21st, home fields. And then the 4 teams that get byes will actually play their quarterfinal games on December 31st and January 1st, from both sites. So they actually won't have a chance to host a game, even though they're getting a first-round bye. So give me the first-round matchups where we would have one on Friday night and a triple header on Saturday.
So you would have gotten Ohio State and Boise State.
That would have been a 5-12.
That would have been the 5-12 because Ohio State slips into that five spot. Uh-huh. And then you get a Penn State-Bama matchup with the 6-11, which would be very interesting. You get Notre Dame and Tennessee as 10-7, and then the 8 and the 8. Oh, hold on. I royally did that because BYU. Hold on. Let me pull this actually up, the actual brackets. Because, it's incredibly.
I can find it real quickly.
It's incredibly confusing when you're moving all these around because BYU would then jump up. So you get
here's what I have.
Boise State, Ohio State, Indiana, Tennessee, Bama, Texas, Notre Dame, Penn State.
Yeah. I'll tell you, so first of all, which of those four games gets moved to the Friday night primetime spot?
Bama, Texas, without question.
Notre Dame, Penn State, Happy Valley, whiteout. That could be it.
If you force Penn State to have a whiteout, yes. But, if you get Bama, Texas alone, two of the biggest programs, and, Texas still has, I think, the biggest market share in college football. That'd be a hard one to pass up. Although you could also put that one in the noon slot on Saturday.
Yeah. Indiana in Knoxville would be awesome. Oh my God, this just seeing this bracket, and I just pulled it up, just gets me excited. Like that Friday night and Saturday, and remember, because the NFL's playing Christmas on Wednesday, Christmas is on Wednesday, they're playing a doubleheader. They're going to have a doubleheader of NFL games on the same day, which really sucks. The NFL doesn't want to do that moving forward, but they had to do it this time. But I'm telling you, Saturday, December 21st might be the greatest television football day of all time. Seriously.
Yeah.
You'll have the game Friday night that'll kick off the playoff. And let's just say it's Bama, Texas. Let's say you're right. And then on Saturday at noon, you'll have, Boise at Ohio State. Or you'll have Notre Dame, Penn State, Indiana, Tennessee at 4. And at 8, Ohio State hosting Boise State, or however they would lay that out. And then you've got, by the way, two NFL games going on at the same time. If you don't have YouTube TV and can't go split screen for that, I would suggest you get it along with the NFL Sunday ticket. All right. Can I just mention one thing real quickly? First of all, as I see the top 12, SMU's better than Boise State. That's number one. SMU's a very good football team. Number two is the games on Saturday, which we did not have a chance to talk about yesterday. First of all, the Ohio State-Penn State game, the biggest game of the day. I'm sorry, but James Franklin, in that first and goal situation, and he's got the big tackle, number 71, going in motion. And on two of those plays, he doesn't even block anybody. How Drew Aller doesn't pull it on any of those plays. The whole thing was just so James Franklin and so Penn State. That's number one. They deserve to lose that game. Fortunately for them, the playoff is at 12. They still have a chance to make that playoff, and they probably will, although the game at Minnesota is not going to be easy. But more on that in a couple of weeks. And then I watched a lot of football. The South Carolina thing, that last Monday when I saw that point spread, I knew A&M was in trouble. And South Carolina can really play defensively. I love that quarterback. And by the way, Columbia, Denton, at night is an underrated college football environment. It was great the other night. You had upsets, with Houston beating K-State, Iowa State going down to Texas Tech. I love their running back, by the way, Brooks. He's excellent. Indiana falling behind 10-0 against Michigan State. But can we – you may have a game or two that you want to talk about. But Clemson and Dabo Sweeney – he's worse than Sirianni. He doesn't know what he's doing. He is, I don't want to say it, what I was going to say, because it's too condescending. He just does, he's never understood the value of more possessions versus less possessions when you are losing a game. So he didn't use timeouts, and he didn't use them properly, and he basically let the clock run out from, you know, close to midfield at the end of the first half and chose to go in down 17-7. And then when they scored a touchdown at 26-7, when you're down by 19 points in the fourth quarter, Denton, and you score a touchdown, what do?
You're going for two.
I mean, can't any, you know, seventh grade math student tell him, oh, coach, no, you're down 19. You need two touchdowns, two two-point conversions, and a field goal. That means, you know, because we're scoring late here, we only got a few possessions left in the game, you have to go for two. He's got the kicker out there kicking. And even the announcers are like, God, he just doesn't have anybody that can help him. He clearly is not very good at this, and there's nobody that helps him. He did the same thing again. They were down 33-14. They scored. What should you do down 19, Denton, when you score a touchdown?
You're going for two.
Yeah, he kicked again. God.
I mean, he's a guy that has never adapted. He was
never
so
adapted
good
to anything.
He was so good, you know, 10 years ago, and then when the times have changed, he is just left on an island. And that goes for the portal stuff, that goes a little bit for the NIL stuff, and it goes for like coaching nuances, because you have to understand how to handle those scenarios. And if you don't understand, there's no shame in admitting, I don't get this.
A lot of these football coaches, they're so great at so many things. It's okay not to be good at something, but it is so vital
to hire someone that knows.
You have to find somebody that understands these are the margins that deter, these small, thin margins, you know, in games in which you're going to be competitive with the other team that make a big difference. You can't be down by 10 at the end of the first half, have the ball near midfield, and be okay with running out the clock. Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you try to score? Are you so confident that the 10-point lead is completely fraudulent that you're going to bury them in the second half? Do you have injuries? Are you worried? It didn't seem that way. He's cost them so much over the years, but he's also clearly done a lot of things right. You know, it's the same thing with, I don't know, Sirianni. I can't tell you what he's done right.
Dabo's way better at his job than Sirianni is at his.
Dabo's a national championship coach.
But this was like, for Clemson, this was like an 8-week head fake, because they lose to Georgia and then their offense looks really good for like that middle portion of the season. And when they finally play somebody, Louisville's a good team. They're not a great team, but they're certainly more on the level of Clemson than some of the other teams they faced. They completely fold and fall all over themselves.
I was watching that. I didn't bet the game, but I just thought, my God, this guy, I can't tell you how many times during the course of the season I just go, oh, this poor Dabo. He's just completely clueless to the most basic of in-game strategy decisions. Because what I just described is basic, you know, stuff. Like, even the guys that are bad at it know what to do in those situations. He's really, really bad at it. And Clemson is done. You know, that's a loss you couldn't have. They've now got two losses. The ACC is, you know, at the top. Miami, SMU, but Pitt lost. We kind of saw that one coming. We're going to see a Miami-SMU ACC title game, aren't we?
Yeah, historic, right? No better rivalry there. Also, you know who had maybe the best weekend, despite the fact they did not play? There is an avenue for Colorado to get into the playoff.
Oh my God, yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
I mean, the loss of Iowa State and Kansas State.
Where were they ranked?
They're ranked right now 20th, I believe. It's 20th or 21st.
Mm-hmm.
But if they get into, all you need to do for a lot of these teams, they're 20th according to the CFP. All you need to do is get into your championship game. If you get into your championship game, you give yourself a shot, you win that, you're in. It doesn't matter what BYU is record-wise, doesn't matter what Iowa State is. If you win that championship game, you're in. You just got to find a way to get there. And it would be very fun to see Shedeur Sanders who's the best quarterback right now in college football, him and Cam Ward, but to see Shedeur Sanders in a legitimate big game, because we never really have. That would be a game with stakes, a game with pressure. I would love to see how he and Travis Hunter would perform in that scenario.
So if they were to go on, and I pulled up their schedule, they have Texas Tech this week on the road. Texas Tech just upset Iowa State. What's that number, by the way? I'm going to guess at Texas Tech, Colorado's 3.
I believe it was 3. Let me see if it has moved at all. I think early in the week they were short 3.5-point favorite.
That won't be an easy game. Then they have Utah at home. Utah's obviously crumbled this year. They're the biggest disappointment in that conference by far. At Kansas and Oklahoma State, who struggled. They have a chance to win their final four games. That would make them 10-2. That would make them 8-1 in their league. Put them in the conference championship game. I don't know who wins the tiebreaker with Iowa State, if Iowa State wins out, right?
Yeah, so that I don't know what they do for their tiebreaker, but I would just point out, first of all, you got Iowa State and Kansas State at the end of the year, so that's going to be a huge one. But it might go down to common opponents, which if Colorado beats Texas Tech this weekend, that would be huge for that.
Right, because Iowa State lost.
And then they both play Utah.
My point is, if Colorado ran the table and won the Big 12 title game, let's just say against an unbeaten BYU team, would they be a top four seed as a conference champion?
I don't know that they would. It would be dependent. It would depend on how big they win in the title game, because would be a better win than anything.
But who would replace them as a top four seed? It would be a conference champion.
It'd be Boise State.
So now you're going to a non-power four.
Yeah, it'd be Boise. So really what it comes down to is, would a win in the conference championship, assuming they win out, Colorado, would a win over likely a BYU in a conference championship be enough to then get them over Boise State? Which I think the answer to that is yes, because Boise State would not have a win the caliber of beating a BYU in the championship that Colorado would have. So I would say they would get that first round bye, but it would come down to them and Boise State.
How about Colorado as a potential, you know, bye top four seed? People have slept on them. They've played well. I think this weekend could be a problem for them. We'll see. At Texas Tech. This could be the game that ends up being a problem for them. What else did you have on this?
Just some other trades from around the NFL. Obviously, we paid a lot of attention to the Commanders acquiring Marshon Lattimore, but the Steelers acquired Mike Williams, and the Ravens acquired defensive back Tre'Davious White yesterday as well.
Yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh now comes in, you know, with a second receiver. I mean, how many receivers were they rumored to? Going back to Brandon Ayuk, they basically had almost a deal done for, right? Deontay Johnson was a player that potentially they were going to add.
Yeah, that would have been like a, hey, we let you leave, please come back.
I know, but who am I missing? There's another player that they were in the running for.
Devontae Adams and DeAndre Hopkins.
Hopkins and Adams, yeah. So, I don't know. I like Mike Williams. I've always liked Mike Williams. He clearly isn't a fit in New York anymore after they, you know, added Devontae Adams. He's big. He was actually as good as he's ever been last year before he got injured. You know, they're getting healthier. Cordarrelle Patterson, I think, is going to be back for Pittsburgh this weekend. I think they've got a couple of defensive players back. I mean, we got plenty of time to talk Steelers, Washington tomorrow and on Friday's show, but this is setting up. This is the biggest game on the NFL card Sunday. It's not Eagles, Cowboys. It's Pittsburgh, Washington. It's going to be something at FedEx Field, because you know how these fans in Pittsburgh travel. They're number one at doing that in the league, and they're good. This is the best test since Baltimore by far. All right, you want to get to our
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
NFL buy and sell segment?
I think we should.
Let's do that next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.